Tom's father was a crew leader in farm work, migrant farm work. And so Tom was the first one of his family to get out of the migrant stream. He was actually born in Michigan. So one thing that I'm fond of telling people is that my family came to the United States the same time his did. In other words, my great-grandparents were born in Ireland and England, and you have to go to his great-grandparents before they were born in Mexico. His parents and his grandparents were all born in Texas. The instruments, the one the fella is getting out of the case, that's David, is a bajo sexto. And what it is for you musicians, it's a 12-string guitar, but it's an octave lower. And the only other difference is that, you know how you have your E string, your A string, D, G, then the next string is C. It stays in fourths. So the next string is C, so that makes the top string is F. But to give you an idea of what he's wrestling up there, that the pair of strings that are on the F, those are the lightest strings. They're like gauge 22. It gets heavier from there, you know. The bottom string is like a 90 or something like that. A lot of guys take the bottom string off. I don't know if he's done that. I think he has. I don't know. The accordion came into to Texas and northern Mexico through German and Czech influences. There was a lot of industry down in Monterrey, and the button accordion came in late in the 19th century. And of course, if you get into button accordions, you find these little pockets all over the world where people play button accordions, and inevitably what happens is that there becomes, after a while, usually in a pretty short while, a certain instrument, oftentimes a certain brand, but a certain configuration. And in this case, it's usually the three-row button accordion that becomes part of the tradition. You know, in the Irish, they play the BC with two rows or just a single row. And Cajun accordion has that little 10-button one. And that's a function of usually what instruments were in the area at the time that the musical form started to develop. Because in almost every case, these instruments arrived without any instructions or, you know, you're going to play it this way. And the music evolved. And, you know, it was largely a function of who was selling what kind of instruments in that territory at the time. And then, of course, the style evolved very quickly, was formed by the great players. They're almost set up. And because of the German and Czech influence, much of, but by no means all of it, but a lot of it is to a polka beat. But it's not danced like a regular, the European polka like they do up in the Midwest. And if you'll come back tonight at 7:30, we'll have some very short dancing lessons, nothing severe. The idea is to get you having a good time very quickly. And then we'll take a short break and follow up with a Haitian band. Anybody have any idea how many people of Mexican descent are in Florida, according to the 2000 census? 365,000. That's a lot. And like I say, the largest communities, probably down in Homestead, the largest and oldest, they really came down right after World War II. In fact, I think there were people that actually held a local office by the early 50s. Are we ready? Almost. Are you ready? Keep talking, Dave. I'll mention while we're waiting to get started that Tomas also does a thing we're used to down at Homestead, Mother's Day serenades. Most of us are familiar with serenading by the window. Well, they had a way of doing it down in South Dade County where they'd pile into a van. They had a little portable battery-powered amplifier, and you would subscribe on the radio. You call up and, you know, you get three songs for so many dollars and say, okay, we'll get your address. We'll be by at this window. They start at midnight and go till dawn. So they do that to continue that tradition. there's a big, big dance hall thing that goes on throughout Florida, wherever Mexican-American people are. And you, for the most part, you'd never know about it because they don't advertise in print. It's on the radio stations and word of mouth.
See.
We're getting close. And there's enough room, so feel free to dance if you want to dance. Is it okay if they dance, Tom?
Excuse me?
Is it okay if anybody dances?
Oh, we love it.
Okay, let's hear it for Conjunto Aventura.
Thank you. Yes, Mike, over here.
This is easy.
Well, like Bob was saying, a little bit about the music, the instruments. We'll be talking a little bit as we go along also, and explain a little bit more. But for now, we'll just get started. We're going to start with a song called Puerta Negra, which means the black door. Basically, it's a story about boyfriend and girlfriend, and the parents are very strict on the girl, so they lock her up, and they paint the door black. So it's called La Puerta Negra.
Ya está cerrada con tres candados.
Thank you. Well, that was Puerta Negra. Well, thank you for those applauses. This next song is it's called Nada Contigo, which means I don't want to have to do anything with you. It's kind of the opposite of the previous song. Anyway, you know how that goes. Sort of like country music, you know. Anyway, it's called Nada Contigo. All right, here we go.
Aprendido a tu amor. Cada vez que me aviento un alcohol, tú bien sabes que pierdo el sentido. Vengo a dar sin pensarlo contigo, aunque sé que lo nuestro acabó. No hagas caso si me oyes cantar, o una noche te doy serenata. Es que le ando cantando tan ingrata, y borracho no supe ni a cuál. Y si acaso me encuentras por ahí, no será porque yo lo he querido. Puede ser que me encuentres casual, pero no quiero nada contigo. Yo no soy como aquel que se va, pero luego regresa. Más bien puedo morir de tristeza, pero yo nunca vuelvo jamás. Y si acaso te vengo a buscar, aunque toque no me abran la puerta, no te importe si me oyes llorar, o amanezco aquí en tu banqueta.
I'd like to just talk a little bit about the instruments. I know Bob spoke about it a little while ago. This instrument that David is playing is called bajo sexto. Bajo means bass, and sexto means six. Usually the original bajo sexto has 12 strings. They now make them with a 10 string, which is what he has. And at when they first came out with this instrument, it was used as a bass and rhythm. So this instrument now, of course, we have the bass player with us, so we don't hardly have to use the bass strings, and that's why they eliminated the six strings. Even though some people still prefer to use the sexto, this one's called bajo quinto, which means fifth. And we'll talk a little bit more about the accordion in a little bit. We're going to do a cumbia for you. This one's called La del Moño Colorado, which is means the red ribbon. It's a red ribbon the girl wears on her hair, and that's what the song is about.
Moño Colorado.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, let me just talk a little bit about the accordions. This accordion is it's made in Italy, and it's one of the more popular accordions that is being used in right now at this time. For it's been at least for that I know of, maybe about 30 to 40 years. It's a button accordion, diatonic accordion, and you have a sound for one button. It's two different sounds or two different notes compared to a piano accordion, where you have your in and out are the same note, and this would be two different notes. So that's the difference between the piano and the button accordion, other than also that it's limited to the tuning, and that's why I got two accordions. This one is EAD. Each row is one key, EAD, and you can also play a G right here. This one over here is it's a F, B flat, E flat, and A flat. So we have some. They make like four or five different keys. They make it an A, D, G, a G, C, F. So they're different combination of tunings, sort of like a harmonica. If anybody knows about the harmonicas, similar to that. And we're gonna play a polka on this accordion. It's gonna be in a key of F. I don't know how to play a piano accordion. Some say it's easier to play the piano accordion, but I don't know. This polka is called Atotonilco. Except I need to get connected back here so I won't lose it. What's your name? Again, this the name of this tune is called Atotonilco, which is the name of a town in Mexico, a little town in Mexico. It's called Atotonilco. Thank you. you. Thank you. Well, we're going to play now a little different kind of rhythm. Earlier we played a cumbia, which is more of a little faster pace compared to the polka or the rancheras, which we played earlier. And the cumbia, of course, comes from Colombia, South America. And then we have in our music over the years incorporated it into our music. And now we're going to play you a huapango, which is a little faster pace than the cumbia. And it's something that you would see probably, if you ever seen the Mexican head dance, it's that style of rhythm in the music. So we'll go with a huapango. It's called El Chanclazo. And that means the tapping of the sandal. Thank you.
That's it. Conjunto Aventura, that's it for now. They'll be back at 7:30. Don't miss it.
Thank you.